Well, I'd like to follow up on that question and ask Oliver, is this a treatment, radium-223, that is an anti-cancer treatment, or is it a bone protective treatment?
Well, you know, it's really sort of an interesting question because it gets down into a mechanism, and I think that we can wave our hands about either one. So it is a bone protective treatment in the sense that it does decrease skeletal-related events defined clinically as radiation to bone surgery to bone pathologic fracture spinal cord compression, but at the same time it prolongs survival. And I believe that there is an anti-tumor activity, but the interesting question to me is whether or not it's a direct anti-tumor activity or whether or not it might be altering the bone microenvironment in a way that inhibits the future growth of the cancer. And I'm really sort of agnostic here. I think that there's a case to be made either way, and it's an interesting agent that we have to learn a lot more about.
Can I just ask back to this issue about symptoms? Have you had patients who had bone pain that got better on radium-223?
Yes, unequivocally.
Dan?
So the third target that may be involved, aside from the differentiated prostate cancer cell, may be the stem cell. Since this particular drug induces double-stranded DNA breaks, and those are quiescent cells that are not dividing at the same rate, they don't have the androgen receptor, at least by some studies, we may actually be targeting that cell as well with RAD223 in addition to the other two you mentioned.
Very good point.
So we're just going to finish up a couple more quick questions we've gotten from oncologists about this, Oliver, and then we'll take our break. What about radium-223 and other tumors with bone mets?
Studies underway. Initial data from breast cancer is provocative but preliminary.
Who can give it?
It has to be done by someone licensed to administer radioisotopes. That'll probably be either nuclear medicine or radiation oncology.
Is calcium supplementation interaction a factor?
No.
After a patient receives radium-223, can a bone lesion be treated with external beam radiation?
Yes.